Speaking of things that don't get put in the outtakes.
Yes. Intro.
Cheers turn.
No, it's Funk's turn.
It is actually my turn.
I just know I didn't do it, and I love when Jeff.
I haven't been able to come up with anything good, so.
Okay, I'm awake.
All right.
Well, thank God you had to work so hard for it. Hold on. Talking to the mic, Justin.
Me?
Yeah.
Am I good? Or did I get turned down a little bit? Because I know the board got screwed up a little. There were wires all over it that might have moved things around, so.
You're actually not bad. What are you, number two?
Yeah, number two. Number two, number two, number two.
Cool. Jen?
Hello. That's really loud. Am I loud? Am I still talking? No? Your mom? What?
Don't make her too loud.
No. Well, I mean, if you think about it, she's at about a 7.
Yeah.
You're at about 10, and I'm at about 9.
Does it go up to 11?
I honestly don't know how high it goes. I was just guessing. Yeah, actually, it goes... Oh, well, that's infinity negative, so that's a problem. up to plus 10. So I'm just looking at it from the middle point.
Okay.
Of negative infinity to plus 10. So yeah, you're a little bit louder than me. I'm a little bit louder than Jen. Jen is not very loud because
Jen is very
loud. Maybe they do that because it can't be zero. It can be as close to off as they can get, but it can't be off.
It's absolute zero decibels.
It's approaching zero.
Yes. I think that would be weird if they had negative I.
Yeah. a little formula.
Woot.com or shirt.woot. Uh-huh. Did you see it today?
No.
It's Schrodinger's formula in the shape of a cat.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Black t-shirt, white writing. Awesome. Mm. I may need to buy it tonight if it isn't sold out yet. Okay. So you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Jen, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Just thought I'd check with you.
Oh, that was good.
I guess I'll go first with my AT&T one, and then we can
run with it.
Go from there. I
don't know. Wait, before you do that, do we have any follow-up about the iPhone 5 and Sprint and all that shit?
No.
Is that still supposedly happening?
iPhone 5 and Sprint.
I haven't heard anything.
I don't know anything about it.
Sprint's trying to work out an exclusive contract to get the iPhone 5.
I thought we talked about it on the show.
Well, but that was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, but it's not.
Oh my God! No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
No. They're really trying to do that.
Well, yeah. I know Sprint signed a contract with Apple that they were going to buy X number of units, but it wasn't disclosed whether or not it was the iPhone 5 or the 4S.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything beyond that.
I heard they were trying to get an exclusivity on the iPhone 5.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Wow. The T-Mobile merger doesn't seem so bad now.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been finalized yet, but they're attempting to buy exclusive rights to the iPhone 5 for $20 billion.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so that'll be a good follow-up. Okay, so we'll run with that.
But then we can say that AT&T and T-Mobile not merging is a good thing, and then this is a bad thing because people are stupid.
I'm glad we have a second so I can gather my thoughts. You ready?
Mm-hmm. But anyway... So what else? Now that we've ripped on Apple enough.
Well, I don't think you can ever rip on Apple enough. But
that's true.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Does anybody know how long it'll take this bad boy to get to Mars? I forgot to ask that.
No, and I was going to ask you, so.
Hang on, I'm going to look that up.
Not long. It's supposed to get there 2013, I think. Maybe not even. I mean, because that simulated Russian trip to Mars was 520 days total, and that's a round trip. So,
true.
So it's got to be what 270, something like that.
So 9 months.
260, probably be there early 2013.
I don't want to be treated like an idiot. Just give me information. scheduled to land on Mars in August of 2012.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, about, 9 months?
9 months.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Twat it. Awesome.